What's up, everyone? Power Word Nerd is back. Happy New Year, everybody. I think last time we played was before the New Year, right?
Yeah.
So, my name's Steve. We're here again with Ian, Don, Brett, and Brian. And Brian is extremely enthused. Snorri.
Brimming with enthusiasm.
Could you please give the recap, Snorri?
Right, so last week we had the day off because the gods have blessed us, even though they did not bless Sir Errol, and he was lost to us forever. But we did decide to finally try and get some surgery for Ivan, and we went to the Surgeon's Guild, and we talked to a couple doctors, and one of them was nice enough to provide some surgery for Ivan there. And another one was also nice, and he followed us to the bar, and he was hitting on me, and I did not pick it up at all. And then I finally did, and I saw that he was surrounded by a bunch of men, and that is wonderful for him. We also were introduced to Brandt Mueller. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
So then we did all that, and now we are back in Westfall, which is to say we are back in, where the fuck are we?
Uber Shrike,
that is it. And then we went to this place that we are now a part of, and we're trying to help these people who keep disappearing, which is weird.
Oh yeah, that's right, that's where we left off.
Right.
I know for a fact, if anyone, if this is their first episode, they have such a clear picture of what went on last week that they don't even need to listen.
Good thing they listened already.
Because I gave a fantastic recap of everything.
Absolutely. So you guys just, you talked to some of the people here in the slums region, found out that one guy was missing.
Eugene Etville.
Yep, that'd be it. And you were told the last piece of information you got was a place on the other side of the bridge that he likes to fish. And that was your last bit of information. It's still raining very heavily. And I believe the time. I don't remember the time. We're just going to say it's noon. What would you guys like to do?
So we just finished talking to that other woman, right?
Yep.
We talked to the woman whose husband's name was Perry, who's been missing for a week, but the wife doesn't give a shit because he's a man whore.
Yep.
Fuck Perry.
She's the one that told you about the fishing spot. And the guy that was missing is Reichart Percival. He's the father of Eugene.
Oh yeah, Riker, I had that.
I would like to find his fishing spot.
Yes, that would be the best place to start looking.
Okay, so you're going to go... She gave you pretty succinct directions. You're going to go to the fishing spot now?
Yeah, is it where we are?
It's going to be on a different map, but before we leave, I need everyone to make an average perception test.
I ain't found shit.
Didn't we do that before the last thing ended?
The perception test, you did not know.
Oh, okay.
The average?
Average. Okay, so Jasper and Snorri, as you guys are kind of conversing with yourself, deciding you're going to go to the fishing spot, you begin to see about 20 yards away through the tents that are surrounding you and the other detritus and people, you see five kind of rough-looking poor folk watching you intently, and they look to be making a move to encircle you at the edge of this kind of vision.
I'm going to let everyone know. I believe that there are some people that are trying to perhaps gain the upper hand on us. I'm going to warn them it might not be a good idea. So I'm going to let everyone know. And then I'll raise my voice and shout, "You know I can see you, you filth."
Maybe it's best not to provoke these people before we know what they want.
I ready so, my axe.
You see the one kind of huffs and gives a head nod. And because you caught them, they weren't able to fully encircle you. And they begin, the one steps forward and says, "What do you think you're doing here?"
Ah, right. Master Errol, tell them what... Oh. And Snorri just is sad now.
Dwarf, we don't need to answer these filth. Get out of here. We'll be on our way.
All right, good. Don't you fucking come back, you understand?
And we'll come when we want.
We want to go. Hey, hey.
So one
become best friends?
No.
So he says, "Well, if you don't listen to me, the Baron will have you strung up and quartered."
Are we still in, like, our territory where we, where we're on patrol and stuff, or is this, like, considered, like, Badlands kind of thing?
We're in the this... Badlands where the Night Watch doesn't go.
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm. Could I see if that guy is lying about knowing the Baron or being sent by the Baron?
Sure, you can make an average intuition test.
Average intuition, all right.
He seems completely honest.
Steve, Baron is like just the ruler of this area, or is he talking about like really high standing person?
Are you gonna ask him that?
No, I'm asking you. Like when he's saying Baron, or is he talking about the leader?
No, no.
I can tell you, he said the Baron will have you strung up and quartered.
Okay. Well, the only people who use the title Baron are like the off. Churchins and like the big guys, right?
Sure. Lord.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna walk up to the closest one.
Okay, that'll be this one right here.
Yeah.
He's kind of leaning up against the tent. And he set as you get closer, he puts himself in like a fighting stance.
"My friend, please inform this Baron of yours. We are here to investigate the missing persons. We intend no harm to anyone besides those who attempt to impede our investigation."
Make a charm test average. Is that going to stand?
No, that's not going to stand.
Dark deal.
So he rolled a 100, so that would be a no right now.
Oh my god, are you kidding?
And re-rolled for a 95.
Jesus Christ.
Well, at least that's how tonight's gonna go.
Would you like to try again?
No.
Ian, this person so, that you have now has no corruption.
Don makes a valid point.
He does.
So this guy...
He will not take on any dark deals.
Okay, so this guy spits it at the ground at your feet.
"Are you going to the Baron? You crazy? Why should I put my life on the line for yours? You're all gonna die."
Did he hit me with the spit, or did he hit the ground?
He Snorri, hit the ground.
Okay. Snorri looks over and says, "Sorry, friend. Was that a threat?"
Oh, it's most certainly was a threat. You don't know. You have no idea who you're fucking with.
Why don't you tell us then, who is this Baron that you serve?
Oh, make a charm test. And he's going to oppose it.
Charm. Here we go.
Snorri is right next to Brant now.
Okay. As Don moves, so do the other characters.
Mm-hmm. Average?
Challenging, because it's going to oppose it.
Okay.
So, well, he looks around to the other one that was talking, and the kind of main guy that was talking shakes his head as if not to say anything, but the guy just kind of blurts out,
"In charge of the area."
And then the other guy slaps him across the face, like, "You shut the fuck up."
"But he does not hold official office. Then get out of our face."
"You will leave now. This is the last warning I will give."
"I don't take kindly to threats. We were here to help you. I say the lot of you can fuck off."
Which one roll said for initiative.
Okay. I was going to say, which one said you can fuck off?
I did.
Don did. So the
told us to get out of there.
This guy right here. Okay. The one right in front of you, yeah.
Ah, damn.
And with what Don said, that will be a fight.
All right. Snorri is striking to kill. Maybe. I don't know. Do you guys want to kill?
Always.
Excellent.
Huh.
Ah, wait. Snorri might die now.
Why? He's fine.
I don't know anything about these people. They seem like
terrible lovely. Initiative.
Jasper, you are first in initiative.
This happens a lot.
Yeah.
You're 40 initiative. It also explains your mega eyes with your perception.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let's see. Let me.
Oh my god. Brant is last. Ooh.
Brant has a 27 initiative.
I used to have that, and then I had to level it up, so now I'm faster.
I can't level it up. It's not one of my class attributes.
Where's my invoke? Where's my invoke stuff?
Probably under religion.
Oh, religion.
Might be under talent. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. That's right. This is non-combat. Damn. Okay. All right. I'm going to try to give my allies the Blessing of Fortune, which is that reroll.
Yeah, you do you, man.
I will. Challenging. Goddamn.
Get out of here!
Can I reroll this fortune point?
Sure.
Oh, wait, if I add one...
You'll win by plus zero, yeah.
It will win?
Yeah, because your 62 will... Your skill of 55 will go to a 65 or 62 to 52, however you look at it.
I'll do that.
So one player can get the blessing.
How come my thing didn't update yet?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. I'll give it to Brant.
Yay.
He's right next to a bunch of them.
Okay.
So yeah, there's the...
Okay. Are you going to move?
Yeah, I'm going to move a few steps back behind Ivan. And that'll be my turn.
Ivan, it'd be your turn.
I reach down to grab my flail. And the words of the doctor start ringing in my head that I'm not allowed to do combat. And if I were to, I'll screw up the surgery. And then I will not be able to serve Ulrich to my full potential. So I'm going to go behind Jasper.
Okay.
Right. That is an interesting wrinkle to this combat.
I forgot all about that. So, whoops. So,
Snorri, you're going to need to kill a lot of guys.
I'm okay with that. Snorri's in a bad mood.
It's true. Okay, Ivan, is that your turn?
No. I have my sling.
Ooh.
I got for leveling up, so I have a ranged attack.
Okay.
And I will aim at the guy who has two faces.
All right.
I don't know if they'll let me shoot him.
Well, because you can't, you technically can't equip any more weapons, but we're not really playing. No, you can, because we're not really playing like that. So you should be able to use it now. But you don't have any ammunition.
So I use my action to pick up a look on the ground and look for a rock.
Sure. I'll say you can pick up a rock.
That's my action?
No, you can. You have one rock. But this will count instead of a normal sling. It'll count as an improvised weapon.
Okay. How do I do roll for improvised weapon?
That's just going to be for damage. You still roll with your sling like normal. All right, so there's no... Who are you shooting it at?
The two-faced guy. Wouldn't let me click him.
Oh, there's two of them. This one by the tent above Brant. Okay.
That one.
So you hit him with a rock. And so you're going to do... It's going to be your strength bonus, basically, plus one. And it's going to be count as undamaging.
So I just hit him with a rock and it just bounces off?
Yeah, what's your strength bonus?
I don't know which one's my bonus.
It's the first digit of your strength score. So if you have an 88 strength, your strength bonus is 8.
3.
Okay, so then you would do 4 damage to him. It's undamaging, so his armor...
Is it initial or current?
No, current. Initial is what you started at. Your strength right now is 44.
Yeah, so 4.
All right, so you do 5 damage. You hit him with this rock. But his armor is doubled. So you do some amount of damage. You're not sure. And he's just like, oh, he hit me with a rock. is that going to do your turn?
It'll do it.
All right. Snorri, it's your turn.
Snorri takes his axe. And he is going to attack this guy.
You do you, man.
Which I don't remember how to do.
Target?
Yeah, I targeted him.
And then roll your test.
That was terrible, Snorri.
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty bad.
Yep.
Ah, but you win.
Amazing.
So you still somehow didn't do the targeting right. But anyway, so you do, what's your weapon damage?
My weapon skill is 65.
Oh my god. Look under combat.
Uh-huh.
Where it says damage.
Uh-huh.
What does it say?
Doesn't say that.
I'm looking at your character sheet. I can see it.
Oh, it's plus 7.
So you do 7 damage plus the difference in SLs. So you do 8 damage to the left arm as you come in with your axe and hack into this dude's arm.
Mm-hmm.
Goes, ow.
Did he go ow?
Yes.
Did it really hurt him, though?
Yes, he says ow a lot.
Hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, oh. Hello.
And then he's like, oh, so you get an advantage for successfully attacking.
BT I think dubs. I did that right, but I can't target anyone. Da-da.
So this guy comes in with his weapon. How long is your axe? Is this a question that's just going to fuck you up?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, never mind. We won't go into that this week.
Good.
Okay, so he comes to hit you and rolls an auto success.
Cool.
To your head.
Wow. Is it gone now?
No, he didn't get a crit. But you do need to oppose it.
Howard is the one that's depressed, Don, not Don.
Oh, yeah. With my melee basic?
Whatever your weapon you're holding or... Oh, well, you do crit him back. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Whoa. I won against this thug.
No. No, because he's not taking into account that he auto succeeded. All right, so he comes in, smacks you in the head, doing, let's see, difference in SLs is 0. So doing 7 damage to you, to your head. You subtract that by your toughness and your armor points on your head.
Okay.
And so then my, you.
My toughness is 51, so 5. And I don't think I have any armor on my head.
I'm going to give you a quick, super easy way. So go to your combat tab.
Uh-huh.
On the bottom, you see where it says head, body, left arm, all that stuff?
Yep.
It has all those little numbers on it that give you your bonuses right there.
Okay, cool. So 5 for the head.
Okay. So he hits you for... 7 minus 5 to your head. And then you... It's a ragged wound. Oh, he takes 2 bleeding conditions.
He does?
Yeah. So instinct, because you crit him back. So instinctively, as you take this blow to your dome, without even thinking, you lash out with your axe, cutting a deep gash into his chest. And this dude...
Steve, do I lose SL for that? Or
yes,
SL?
You do.
I do, okay.
You my lose advantage. SL... I knew what you meant. Your advantage.
Okay.
Your advantage is gone.
Okay.
He gains an advantage, which he's going to end up losing at the end of the round anyway, because you made him bleed.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Do you have a helmet or anything?
I guess not. I should probably go and get one of those. Bleed my own blood.
Go to trap.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
That was courtesy of Brett.
All right, so this second thug is going to try to lash out at Brant with his weapon.
I would not do that if I were you.
But I'm going to do it anyway. I should have taken your advice. I rolled an 85.
I will oppose. Can I impose an intimidation?
I don't think that would apply here.
You failed less, I think.
You failed less, so you get an advantage as you're able to twist out of the way of his kugel.
Task failed successfully.
Failed successfully. Then the one to the top comes in to try to assault Brant as well. He's now outnumbering you, so he gets to make his test at average as he tries to take a swing at you.
Only we had someone with a blunderbuss.
If only.
I could kill everyone in the combat.
Including Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
So he's succeeding real good right now.
You do got to re-roll, remember?
Oh, yes, right. Your first failed... Well, technically you don't, because your first failed test was the other one.
That's true.
Well, is it a fail if he still wins against the...
It is still a fail, but you don't have to choose to use it, but it goes away.
Okay. Yeah. That's lame.
So he's technically winning.
His skill is better than mine.
So you added... One SL?
One SL, so it looks like he still beat me.
What's your skill?
Do I add the advantage bonus into it?
No, this is base skill.
Okay, so 44.
Okay, so he does beat you. But that will take away a damage, because you're basically both tied at 5 SLs. So he just does his base weapon damage. So he does 7... hitting you, where did he hit you? In the body, as he comes in, kind of like a wide sweep to crack at your ribcage, doing 7 damage to the body. Again, subtracted by toughness and armor.
Yep, so I take 4.
And he gets 1 advantage. Next thug runs straight in to Jasper.
No!
And attempts to smack the priest.
Dodge first.
Oh, that's not good. He rolled 100, so don't also roll 100, I guess.
Hey!
Do my best. Challenging.
Yeah, so you're good. Yeah. So you get an advantage. You're able to dodge out of the way, and what does he do? Oh, he tears his muscle. That's perfect.
It was the will of the arena.
Critical wound. Yay!
Yeah, so he gets a critical wound, suffering. So as he runs in to hit you, you hear him go, "Ah, my groin!" And he pulls his groin, so he has a minus 10 to any tests that involve moving his leg.
This is agreeable to Snorri.
What a loser. And, alright, so that is going to... Does that make him prone, I wonder? I guess not, so he's not prone.
Have you ever pulled a leg muscle before?
I mean, that's why I ask, because I have, so I would be, but it does not say he gets prone. So he's just fucked up. All right. Next guy's going to try the same thing. Hopefully a little bit better. He comes in again at Jasper. He's now rolling average because they outnumber Jasper 2-1. Oh, it's an auto success. The 4.
Oh, shit. That's what's going down.
You guys have your next characters ready?
So we might
try to a group of thugs.
Might need one.
I do.
Yes. Not bad. So 11.
Yeah, actually, you rolled pretty good. Yeah.
Right arm. So.
So that's going to be. Yeah. So 11 to your right arm minus your 3 armor and toughness.
So I get 8 wounds.
Yep. And he's going to gain an advantage. You're going to lose your advantage.
Yeah.
Can he spend like resolve or something to reduce the damage?
Resolve, you gain immunity to psychology. You can ignore modifiers from crits for a round, and you can remove a condition.
Ah, okay. So now, be resilient.
Yeah. So if I have 11, wounds, I go down to 3, right?
Oh, shit.
What's that?
Yes.
I have 11 out of 11, I go down to 3, because I have to fight.
Can he ignore the damage?
You'd have to spend a resilience to... Well, what's your toughness in your armor?
I don't think I'm wearing armor. I'm just looking at the... Let me see what I have.
You only have 3. So, yeah, 11 minus 3. So you take 11, 10, 9, 8 damage. So you'd have 3 wounds left.
Oh, man, if I didn't have any toughness, I would have got 1 shot. All right. Take away my advantage.
Brant can save you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And my axe.
Okay, it is my turn. I'm going to take my mallet and smack at the one that's next to Snorri, which would mean we're outnumbering him, correct?
No, because the other two are engaged with you. So essentially, they're kind of... How it works is it's not like a whoever's around you counts. It's kind of they kind of split up fights. But so you're fighting the two guys to the north, where Snorri is fighting the one guy to the bottom. So if you want to switch to hit that guy, you can. But the other two are still counting as being in that fight with you.
Okay, so it wouldn't be 2 against 1 on that
guy. It'd be 3 against 2, which means yeah.
All right, in that case, I'm going to attack the guy in the middle, hope to eliminate him.
I hit the one in the bottom right.
Yes.
You did. You did hit him already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and finish him off then.
Okay, you do you. So you don't get the outnumber bonus.
Hit him. I'll keep that.
Oh, and he fumbled it.
But he fumbled.
Yeah. Hitting one random ally in range. Oh, that sucks. Okay, so let's do your damage first. So what's your damage? You have difference of 0 SLs.
Damage would be... My damage is plus 7.
Okay, so you hit him in the left arm. Crack. And so he's going to take his number of wounds. And then somehow, because of his fumble... As you do that, you jar him, and he's not paying attention to his weapon, and it comes up, hitting the guy next to him. It's going to take his advantage to 0. You gain an advantage as well, Brant. Using your rolled units die to determine the SL of the hit. Okay, so he rolled 66. So it's going to be 6. So let's see how that... So that would mean he fails his strike. So since it's not possible to hit him, he instead gains the stun condition, because he would have missed. So he goes to hit the other guy, but the other guy ducks, and his Kugel comes around and hits himself in the back of the head. And he is now also stunned.
Nice.
What is stunned?
Is that how it works?
Oh, good.
I think so, because it says you use your SL for the hit, and if it's not possible, you hit yourself. And his hit would have missed
the guy. I read it like
it's
auto-hit. And the success level is the...
Let's see. You completely mess up hitting one random alien range using your rule to determine the SL of the hit. Okay, yeah, I guess so. But that would be minus 0. Okay, that works.
So it's hits the guy. 6 plus his weapon damage?
Yeah. Well, no. Is that how it is? The SL of the hit would be the location.
Okay.
I think. This is worded confusingly. I'm just going to say the SL, we use the roll that he did for the hit location, and the SL that he has counts for his damage. So his minus 0 plus his weapon damage.
Gotcha.
But that is pretty confusing. So he hits him in the body doing 7 damage.
So Steve, if I'm reading this right, this guy cannot take a regular action? Until
he's not stunned.
He's not stunned because we're saying that he hit the guy next to him.
Okay.
Is that guy? Oh wait, no, that's right. He has to hit himself.
He would hit himself in the face. Which
I guess you'd rather the damage anyway, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Brant, is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay, so the guy who's bleeding loses two wounds from his bleeding condition. So the top of the round, the main guy that was doing most of the talking is like, have you guys had enough? Are you going to heed our warning? And you guys can say a quick response before we start round two.
We were just leaving if you want us to.
Does everyone else kind of mimic that sentiment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you see them kind of lower their kugels and they're like,
just remember, Baron don't want you fucking lot back here. This isn't your territory.
And they slowly back up, letting you guys pass.
Snorri charges. No, I'm just kidding.
And then the other guy's like,
excuse me, can we go get a doctor?
The guy that's bleeding.
Oh, yes, we know a very good doctor, and we could help you, except we don't want to.
I wasn't talking to you. You hurt me with your axe.
Right, I sure did hurt you with my axe. Best know who you're fighting against before you pick a fight with me.
This is starting to get real close to just starting the fight again.
Huh.
Snorri don't give a fuck.
He does not.
Let's go, lads.
How'd you guys TPK? Well, Don wouldn't shut his mouth.
Okay, so you guys leave. You guys walk through, kind of there, just standing there watching you leave, and you walk out of the slums area. Are you going to go to the other side of the bridge, which is where they told you the fishing area is still, or are you going to go somewhere else?
Is that part of the slum still?
It's technically not.
Yeah, we'll go to the, we'll go to the
fishing. You're going there anyway. It's not because those guys scared us off. Just go in there.
Mostly forgot that Ivan just had surgery and he was in no condition to fight. So, my bad.
My bad.
From the bottom of my heart, my bad.
Okay, so you guys get to the other side of the bridge. You see the pier she's talking about. There are some tents and stuff, but it's nowhere near as dense or packed as the other area.
Okay.
And what you see, so right next to the giant bridge, you see this pier, which seems to be the one that she was talking about, right over the red waters of the Tufel River.
Is it called?
The Tufel.
Tufel River?
Yep. So that's one of the major rivers in the Empire. Would you like me to spell it?
Yeah, because I was throwing numbers in there.
So Tufel is TEUFEL. What y'all's gonna do?
Or take notes.
I'd like to inspect the pier for any signs of foul play.
Alright. Okay, so why don't you make a... Because Ivan is helping, we'll just make it easy. Easy perception test.
No perception tests are easy when I'm on the case.
Apparently not.
That is... You are the worst investigator.
Oh, yeah. No, my perception is terrible.
What is it that you say you did again, Brant?
I'm an investigator.
And how long have you been doing it for?
Enough.
Enough as in like a day or like a year or like a decade?
Enough as in many years.
Ah. Could have fooled me.
Are you suggesting something, dwarf?
Did you find anything?
There's no evidence to find.
Oh, is that so? Jasper, would you care to come with me and maybe we can look for something?
Sure, I'll take a look.
Are you...
Can we look too?
Yeah, you guys can. Ivan can't because he was helping Brant, right. So technically I'll say he already looked.
Can I try to do a blessing first?
Do you have something that'll help?
Well, that's cheating. You're just cheating at this point.
I gotta pass the blessing first.
You can always try.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm trying to see which blessing adds something. Nothing really adds.
Just at least not for yours. I don't know what the other god blessings might. Maybe they'd help more.
I could try the fortune again in case I fail the perception test.
That's true.
Do that.
Yep. That's just cheating. I'm just saying.
All right. So she knew he was trying to cheat, so she was like, nah.
All right. So I'll go over there with Snorri, and what is it? Average, easy perception?
Well, are you both going to try, or is one going to help the other one?
I'm like,
it's a very easy question.
I'm going to try, because I think...
Okay, then I'll just help him.
Okay, so make an easy perception test.
All right. So this is going to be a 90, so this is going to be very hard to fail.
Nice. Ooh, a standing success. So you look at the pier, and you notice this one does not have a whole lot of foot traffic leading up to it. It seems like very few people use this pier. And as you get to the bottom of the pier, you notice some irregularities, I'll say. yeah. As you get to the bottom, you notice that there's a part of a boat that's tied to the docks, to the pier, that's just floating underneath the surface of the water. And it looks like it's been torn asunder. Like pieces of plank are ripped out and there's deep gashes into it. You can see huge claw marks that are gouged into the end of the pier itself. And you look down and what looks like a small portion of the wood and bits of rock have been fused together almost as if something had melted them.
I'm going to add to this that I believe that Brandt is standing literally right next to this and ignoring it.
I was investigating the pier, not the water.
Right. Well, if you had just looked about 5 feet to your left, my friend Jasper here was able to find all of this here. Jasper, are you also an investigator?
No, I think it was just
when not there, when I looked.
I think right. It's just by Farina's blessing that I was able to find this.
See, he cheated.
I suppose that makes sense also. Jasper, very, very thorough investigating of you. I'm glad that we have Brandt here with us though too. Brandt, perhaps you could take a closer look at this as you have been doing this for, what did you say, days? Weeks?
How close is Snorri to the edge of the dock?
Well, they would have to be, you know, at least within 5 feet to get to this information. So he's within 5 feet to the edge of the dock. Within shoving distance if you're feeling violent, I guess?
That's tempting, but no.
And with your critical success that you rolled, Jasper, you also look down, and next to your foot, you see a small, like, twine ring.
Oh,
seems like it's the size of someone's ring finger.
Is that the ring that lady told us about?
It would appear to be, yes.
All right, I'll say, guys, this ring, I believe it's what, was it the crotchety lady or the other one? I think it was the crotchety lady, right?
Magdalene no, the... told us that ring.
Yep.
Magdalene.
That was the wife, the nice one.
Oh, the nice one. Okay. I'll say, I think this is the ring that the woman said belonged to her husband.
We must assume the worst.
But what could have happened to him?
Can I inspect the claw marks to see if I can get any idea what may have caused them?
What kind of lore do you have?
I have lore, Reikland, and another one that won't apply.
You can make a Reikland test, but because it's not related to a creature, it's going to be very difficult. Make it at hard, minus 20. Because it's not really related to a creature.
Say there's a chance. Nope.
Nice.
No. The best you can gather is it was something big, judging by the space of the claw marks. It's pretty obvious to everybody there that this was something big.
I have concluded it was something large.
Snorri just kind of looks at Brant in disbelief. Like, I don't... Brant, what is it that you actually do?
I have already told you. I am an investigator.
Do we know where the tracks are leading? Or is it just like the one claw mark?
I would let you test for it if you had the... There's an actual tracker skill to track things.
Okay.
So you wouldn't be able... You guys aren't skilled in that specific area to be able to discern that kind of information.
Okay. I guess I'll... There's that boat you said. Well, we can't exactly bring this ring back to the woman yet anyway, since those thugs will probably try to fight us again.
That's a good point. Well, we tried our best, but it seems that they don't want our help anyway, and all we can discern is that there is a large creature that has caused some destruction here.
Is there a swimming skill?
There is a swimming skill. Very deadly. If you don't have the swimming skill, you can't swim, which means if you fall in deep water, you start to drown.
Okay. That was exactly what I was going to ask next.
Yes. So before, and if you decide to take a jump into the river, which is flowing, you know, at a river's rapid pace, I suggest you make sure you can swim.
And I'm guessing the water's pretty deep where this submerged boat is.
It's a rowboat, and because you're close to the edge, it's not, like, super deep. Like, you can't see the bottom, but it's probably, best estimation, like, no farther than maybe 10 feet. But it's clearly enough where you won't be able to touch the bottom.
Gotcha.
Is outdoor survival considered swimming?
No. Swimming is considered swimming.
Indeed. Well, then I cannot swim.
Yeah, I don't think any of you have that.
Hmm.
We need more river folk.
Is there, like, what is this, like, campsite over to the right?
So there are a few people, like, this isn't the actual slums district, but there are a few people that have set up a small little shanty town. Like I said, it's nowhere near the size of the other one.
Okay.
Where the other one is relatively massive. This one has maybe, I don't know, 10 or so tents.
All right. Well, Jasper's going to walk over, see if there's anybody he could talk to.
So as you walk towards the end of the pier, just before you're stepping off, this old crotchety looking poor woman comes out of this tent, looks in your direction, and just shakes her head back and forth, almost as if in pity, and then goes and sits at one of these broken stools by the fire. Trying to stay, the fire is barely lit as it's still raining, but the embers are giving off just enough heat that she's getting what she can.
Okay. I'll go up next to her and I'll sit beside her if there's like a seat, or if not, I'll sit on the ground beside her.
Sure. It's a clearly broken stool. Yeah, you can sit down.
I'll sit on it anyway and I'll say, Verena, blessing to you, ma'am.
Yeah, she's blessed me a lot. What can I do for you?
I'll say, have you been around here long? Do you usually stay by the water here?
This is my home, of course I stay here.
I'll say, back in the slums there was this young boy who approached us about his missing father. He said that him and a few other people might have gone missing around the water here. Do you know anything that might have happened to them?
If they're by the water, they probably got eaten by the Toothful Terror.
Is it what?
I'm sorry, the what?
The Toothful Terror.
Hold on, Steve. Toothful? T-W-O.
The name of the river.
Yep, name of the river.
Oh, okay.
The Toothful terror.
Okay, gotcha. All right. You've seen this beast with your own eyes?
Oh, heavens no. Everyone who is anyone around here knows he's real. He hunts at night, taking unsuspecting meals who have been close to the river's waters.
And how long has this been going on? No one's tried to
months and months. Because those that don't live here don't know. They don't believe anything terrible like this could happen. Who watches us poor folk? No one. No one cares if a few goes missing. And the terror gets his fill.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Are you going to do something about it? Do you believe me? Are you one of the few who actually believe me?
Well, it is obvious people are missing. So of course we believe something is happening.
Well, we did
as
find-
you say that, Ivan, the other guy who is across from the fire is like,
yeah. See, I told you, Gertie, no one would believe any of us.
And he's kind of sulking and goes into his tent.
I'll say, listen, no,
that's... I just said I believe you.
Well, you said that you believe that something happened.
Okay, wouldn't that be believing?
Well, you made it seem like something's going on, but I'm not sure that that's the correct story. I'll or at say, least that's how he interpreted it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll say, well, we did find that claw mark from a very large beast by the shore. I think that might belong to your twofold terror.
Probably. So what are you going to do?
Do you know anyone that has seen this creature?
No. If you've seen him, you're dead. He comes in the night. That's what he likes to feed.
How do you know it's not a man who just murders people?
A man could do that? You've seen what happened at the pier. The evidence.
I've seen nothing but scratch marks.
You think a man could do that?
You've seen a man with an axe, and he points over to Snorri. He could make marks like that with his weapon.
I bet you 3 gold that he couldn't reproduce those marks.
I do not carry money, so I do not make a wager.
Well, I mean, neither do I. I was just hoping you'd take it.
Make some marks with your axe. See if you can copy them.
Go ahead, Snorri, if you're going to try it.
You want me to try to do that?
Well, I mean, I don't care what you do. It's what does Snorri do?
How Snorri long do we
kind of look and be like, Ivan? I don't know that I could replicate those scratch marks.
I think when do we have to be back to the watch the next day?
I'm sorry. What's that, Brett?
When do we have to be back doing our like watch stuff? Is that?
I mean, you guys are technically on your watch rounds right now.
Okay.
Your rounds are pretty, now that you've kind of been given free rein on your own, you're just told to patrol. You're not that's your only task is to walk around the docks area. So you strayed a little bit to come to the slums, but you're on your patrol right now.
All right. Or I'll talk to the rest of the group and I'll say, do you guys think we should come back here at night and try to confront this terror?
Yes. Whatever it is not natural.
I need a drink first, and perhaps then we could come back later.
Snorri, we're going to need you at 100% if this is really some monstrosity like the woman has said.
I suppose you're right, Master Jasper. Just two, then.
Perhaps we visit a local whorehouse.
What?
If we are leaving and come back at night, we should go to a whorehouse.
Wait a minute. Can you fight then tonight, Ivan?
Are you not listening to me? I'm not speaking of fighting. One man has been said to be missing. His wife say he come here for local whorehouse. Perhaps we check there first before we decide that this creature is real.
Ah, I see what you are saying now, and that is much more understandable than you wanting to go and get a whore.
Would never defile my body with foul creatures.
What about a wife?
I suppose we could check there, but I still think we should come back later tonight and confront whatever is doing this.
Excuse me. I believe your name is Gertie. Do you know of any whorehouses around here?
The cat house. K-C-P-P.
It's obviously she does not a spell.
The cat house.
Yes, that is exactly how you spell cat. Where would you find said cat house?
It's in the docks area. A little bit off of the river.
Well, thank you, Gertie. You have been much help.
Are you going? So you're going to take care of the Terra, the two-foot Terra?
Yes, after we visit the whorehouse.
You said that he comes back at night, so we really can't do anything until then, correct?
Well, I guess.
Well, if there's something we could do now, please tell us.
Well, I guess not. I don't know. I was just hoping you could do anything.
I promise you we will get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Well, I hope you were successful.
Is there anything out of the ordinary about Gertie that specifically things that Brant would be intrigued by?
Make an average perception test.
Damn it.
She looks like a typical poor woman.
Okay.
Yeah, she's wearing kind of ragged, tattered clothes that, you know, they have seen wear because it's the only pair of clothing she has. And other than that, she's got a long, kind of pointed, warty nose and sulking in thin skin. And yeah, but she seems pretty normal.
To the whorehouse.
Yep.
Okay, so you guys leave. Takes you a few minutes. We'll say maybe like a half an hour or so. It's like 12:45-ish, and you guys get to the front of this this wooden, almost looks like an inn, but it has a huge, not huge, maybe like a foot tall brass cat that kind of hangs above the sign that says Cat House on this wooden placard. And it's got, it's a 4-story tall wooden building, and the door to the front is rather rich mahogany.
Doesn't have many leather bound books.
You don't know till you walk in.
I'd like to walk in.
So you all walk into the foyer here, and it is, actually, don't mind that. This wasn't set up ahead of time, so you have to listen to what I described.
Okay.
So you walk in, and the area is rather dimly lit, almost like if you've been to a club of the night in real life. Lavender scent is kind of wafting in the air. Everything smells kind of nice. You can see traces of sparkling small little specks on the ground. Seem to be some form of body glitter. And a stocky older woman walks up to you.
Oh. You here for pleasure?
No. We are here for information.
Oh, I'm afraid pleasure comes first, my friend.
Take it out on the small one, and he points to the door.
Of course, I could get a nice woman for you.
Information.
Well, that depends. Money talks, dear.
Dwarf.
Oh, what is Ivan?
Hey, this woman. We need information about one of her customers.
Pay her.
Oh, someone who works here. That price is high.
Well, maybe he'll show you his ex. I kind of like raise my eyebrows. Wink, wink.
Right.
You're very charming, sir. That trails off, waiting for your name, Ivan.
I'm Ivan Breton.
Oh, well, Ivan Breton, you're very, very sweet, but I just, I make sure everyone here is taken care of, but I don't actually facilitate the services here.
Ah, that is too bad. You're a beautiful woman.
Well, oh, my dear, you're going to make me blush.
We are looking for someone who's gone missing. Once that information, we shall pay for, and then we'll be out of your hair.
Well, how much are you willing to pay?
How much is the that depends on how much the information itself is worth.
I don't even know what you're asking.
I don't either.
Who has the ring?
I do. I picked it up.
Jasper, may I see the ring?
Yes, of course. Here you go.
I'm going to show the ring to her. I'm going to be like,
we seek the man who owns this ring. He may have been in here before. That is the information we seek.
Just as an aside, I think the ring is from the guy with the nice lady, and then the other guy was
the
guy
not the one.
The house. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We're looking for a man named Gary. He lives down by the docks.
He lives in a van by the river.
Sorry, I had to.
Lives in a van down by the river. His wife is looking for him.
I will need someone. Any of you can make it. Make a bribery check. Going to be opposed.
Do I even have that skill? Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's a basic.
It's a basic skill.
Mine's really low.
Only one of you make it, so you guys decide.
I am not good at that.
Yeah, I am a 30 out of 100% sure that I'm not good at that.
I'm a 22 out of 100% sure that I'm not good
44.
At that.
44.
Okay, there you go.
Jasper, I believe you should do it.
It's not something I usually do, but if it's in service of a good cause, trying to find this man, so I will make it at challenging.
Yeah, because she's going to oppose.
All right.
Little baby.
You make these successes like you often roll in the whorehouse.
Huh.
Ooh. Yeah, get that answer.
All right, so she's like, okay, well, I could give you that information for, say, 10 silver shillings.
10 silver. How much is a gold worth?
A gold is worth
20.
20, yeah.
Well, I have 4 silver, 8 gold, 41 brass. So what math do I have to do here?
So if you take away a gold and give yourself 20 shillings, then you can just give her 10. Or take away a gold and give yourself 10 shillings, basically.
Okay.
This is the cat house, right, you said?
Correct. Yeah. And the correct spelling is K-A-T.
I forgot.
I thought it was K-P-C.
I forgot that since it's just all like numerical, I don't have to like ask her for change for the bribe. I could just do it myself.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true, yeah.
To have change for a gold.
Oh, I appear to have lost it.
Alright. So I forked it over and I say, but please, it's for a good cause. His wife is looking for him and she's very worried. She just wants to know that he's alive and well.
Sure, come on in. This room is currently unoccupied. We can talk. She comes into the room and takes a seat in the chair. And you guys walk in. There is 2 beds that have been, that are freshly made.
Nice.
The blankets and everything is tight and there's nothing else really in the room. It seems like the only thing in here are 2 beds, but they are very soft, velvety sheets, kind of high class accommodations.
Mm.
And once you guys are all in, she closes the door. And you're asking, so you're asking about the husband with the ring or the other guy?
Other guy.
Perry?
Yeah. Perry was a frequent customer here.
Of course, yes.
Do you know the last time that you saw him?
Oh, well, he hasn't been here. And, well, honestly, actually, it's been quite a while. He just abruptly stopped coming.
Interesting.
Bad news. That means Perry is dead.
Oh, well, there will always be others to take his place.
Dime a dozen, they say.
I'm sure the services you provide are in quite high demand.
Oh, of course, we're booked. Luckily, you've came on a rather low point in the middle of the day that we have a couple of girls available. But normally, you have to make an appointment.
I'm sorry, madam. What was your name again?
Oh, my name. Oh, I'm sorry. How rude of me. Frau Julia Krump.
Julia?
Julia.
Krump.
Krump. K-R-U-M-P.
A beautiful name.
Yeah, thank you. Her complexion itself, she's rather, how do I put this nicely, a homely woman. Yeah, she is built, you can tell by her build and her body size that she's kind of accustomed to throwing people out and keeping any peace in the cat house as required.
Yeah, okay, so she's built.
Yeah, but yeah.
I haven't been to that.
Is that all the questions you had?
Perhaps. Please, show her the ring.
Alright, I'll take out the ring and I'll say, this belonged to another man who went missing. He wasn't known to frequent this establishment, but just in case, have you ever seen someone with this on their hand? And then I'll hold out the ring to her.
Ooh, a ring, huh? And she holds out her palm face up.
I'll put it in the palm.
Oh, my dear, no, no, no. That's not what I wanted.
Oh. Oh. All right, I'll...
These are now two people that you're asking questions about.
Either woman.
All right, so she asked for 10 before, so... I'll put 5 in her hand and I'll say he wasn't known to frequent this establishment, but if I'm wrong, then you'll definitely get more. Oops.
Make a opposed haggle test.
Ooh,
hit him. Haggle.
Haggle, haggle, haggle.
Haggle.
Haggle, haggle. That's going to be challenging because you're...
Get oh, fucked, wow. Steve. Oh, challenge? Yeah.
What did you make it at? Average?
Oh, no, well, no. I did challenging.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, so she's like, that's fair, and she picks up the ring and begins to spin it in her fingers, inspecting it. You know, I've seen many a man with a ring come in. Oftentimes they take it off and, you know, there's a little mark. But I have to be honest, this is the first time I'm holding this particular piece of twine.
Yes, well, it was worth a shot. We were... actually hoping that maybe he was hanging out here as opposed to the alternative.
Well, I'm sorry. I can tell you for a certainty, within at least 3 weeks, he hasn't been here.
3 weeks.
So that's enough time for you guys to know that covers when he's disappeared.
Yeah. Looks like we've got an appointment at the docks tonight.
With a rock and stone.
Do you mean perhaps tomorrow? Because Ivan cannot fight.
Is Ivan going to be able to fight tomorrow?
I do not know. Ivan, when can you fight again?
Yeah, he's not Wolverine.
Don't remember.
He's not what, Ian?
I said he's not Wolverine.
He is. All right, so for clarity on what happened, the doctor said... do not do anything strenuous for 1 week, including whipping yourself. Yeah. That is not a mechanical requirement. That is a role play, what a doctor would say.
Oh, damn it.
You're upset.
My arm's going to fall off.
You're upset that you role played correctly?
I'm upset that I didn't meta like Don.
Don't you lay this on me. With your non-metaing ass.
Huh.
I believe even when that happened, I said that this is what a doctor would tell you.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, seeing the company that doctor keeps, maybe he doesn't know everything.
Right. There was something about Dr. Bayer that I just could not place my finger on.
I'm sure.
Distracted by the other doctor.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Dr. Bayer wouldn't mind placing a few fingers on you, Snorri.
Oh, whoa!
That is what I am kind of saying now. thank you for pointing that out, and let's talk about something else.
I have been awfully grumpy, Snorri.
I am, but I need a fucking drink.
Was that a fuck and drink or a fucking drink?
Yes.
Ooh, well, we can help you with both here.
Oh, man.
Do you have any dwarf women here?
Huh.
I apologize. No. Everyone here is of the human variety. Dwarf women are quite rare, and I don't think they would like to work here, I should say.
Snorri, you're married anyway.
I think Dothamir is married. I don't know about Snorri.
All right. Never mind then. I'll say.
It's hard to tell that Dothamir is married with the way he gets on with Nadine.
It's true. I'll say, well, Snorri, you could always see if they could wear a fake beard or something and just pretend.
How tall is your shortest woman?
Well, we do have some that are on the short side, just above 5 feet. Which is about what's Snorri like?
4'11"
6". I mean, that's only a couple inches.
Yeah, that's true.
Are they bearded?
Yes.
Heavens, no.
They're just not my type.
Could they put on a fake beard?
No. Have you ever seen a woman in a fake beard, Jasper? It's very, very just obvious that it's fake. I cannot live that way.
I can't say I've seen a woman in a real beard either.
Cannot help but feel there is a story there.
Aye. Well, long ago, I had a friend. Let's call her Nadine. And she was quite lovely. And one day, I went in and I finally was going to kiss her. And then I tugged at her beard and it just fell off. And I was just shocked. And it ruined the entire illusion of love for me, and I have not been with a woman since.
Women even have beards in the Warhammer universe, Steve?
Oh yeah, Steve, that's a good question.
They actually do, yes. They actually do, yes. This is all technically canon.
Okay, it would have been even better if they didn't. Snorri was just a deviant.
And ever since then, I have not been with a woman since. That was 8 weeks ago.
Wow. Story, Dorf.
Thank you, Ivan. I'm glad you liked it.
This is a whorehouse. We're not here for love.
Aye, you make a very good point. But, as she said, none of the women here have beards. Perhaps you'd like to have one of the women here.
No.
What? Why not?
I do not partake in gifts of the flesh.
You don't? So you'll never be married? Why is that?
I am put on this earth to serve the one and only Ulrich. That is my desire. That is my mission. Nothing.
Couldn't you serve Ulrich by bringing a son into this world and raising him to also serve him?
That is not my
purpose. No. Having child with our women is strictly prohibited. Bad for business.
Not with one of these women, heavens no. They would... Well, I don't know. But Ivan, just in general, excuse me, we're having a conversation here. Why do you keep interrupting us?
This is my establishment.
Why have you not ever thought about that, of bringing a child into this world, and then you have another follower of Ulrich?
It is not a mission I was given. If Ulrich wanted me to have child, he would say so.
Aye, but Ulrich also wanted us to raise Errol to power, and that did not turn out that well.
While they're talking, can I go up to the woman and gesture for her to step out in the hallway and just say to her,
May I speak to you in private momentarily?
Sure.
So you two will step out, and then we'll go to Brant and her after Ivan's discussion.
So as Snorri insults Ulrich,
you way too I'm sensitive.
I'm gonna reach down and pull his flail out from his belt. Better watch what you say, Master.
Oh, we shouldn't fight among one another. We have to save that for the terror.
The dwarf must not speak ill of my god.
I did not speak ill of him. I said perhaps we were wrong to try to make Ivan the chosen. Even you believed it to be true. Believe that he was.
And perhaps I misinterpreted what was said by Ulrich.
Aye, well, perhaps you misinterpret it with when it comes to raising a child.
I would not wish to bring a child into this world. Chaos is too great.
Aye, the chaos is great, but you know what else is great? Having your own child. So I'm telling
you. You have a child?
I don't know. It is.
What an answer.
I see nothing wrong with it.
It is very possible. I've been with many women, and there could be a child that I was never told about. That is what happens when you're in war.
I do not wish to speak with you anymore. And he's going to walk out of the room.
That was Brian. That wasn't even Ivan.
Snorri's going to follow.
Not bringing a child into this world.
I don't want to speak of children anymore.
Why not? Let the love of Ulrich flow through you.
And you keep just walking away from him.
Huh. All right. So it basically sounds like Snorri is telling you to just raw dog it where you can and don't worry about anything.
I mean, I see. I don't see how that could go wrong.
It's a consequence. Consequences.
So as this conversation is going on at the same time, so Brant, you take Jula outside, and you're kind of escorting her by the elbow. What do you say?
I'm going to give her my winningest smile, reminding you I have the attractive feet.
Nice.
Her talent. And I'm going to just say to her, do you have any girls who like pain?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
What?
Let's see. So your active trait lets you reroll your charm test.
Yeah, if I make a charm test and I succeed, I can use either the units die or the tens as my success level.
Oh, nice. All right. So make a average charm test.
Okay. Well, I'll keep plus two.
All right. So she's like, well, what kind of pain are you talking about? Nothing debilitating, right?
No, of course not. Small cuts, minor bruises. Nothing debilitating.
All right, so let's see. Let's not beat around the bush. I am not squeamish. Okay, tell me exactly what you need, and I can tell you exactly how best we can serve you. I feel like what you're trying to get at is very doable.
Perhaps if she is bound, and I use a blade on her.
Nothing on the face.
Nothing on the face. No, of course not. I do not want to ruin the goods. Simply have my pleasure.
As long as they are superficial cuts, I think Anastasia would be much to your liking.
Thank you. I do not believe I will have time tonight, but I may return.
Well, just remember, you need an appointment if it is going to be any time at a respectable hour to visit.
Understood.
She's hinting out an hour of the night.
completely understand, especially with my request.
Well, I have everything can be arranged as just time, place, and payment. For something like that, however, the fee will be quite exorbitant, around 3 gold crowns.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll take her hand and I'll kiss the back of her hand.
Oh. I hope to see you soon.
I believe you will.
Wonderful. And at this moment, Ivan storms out and he's like, I don't want to talk about children!
But Ivan,
quickly followed by Snorri.
It could be the greatest joy you've never
experienced. I don't care! We are not speaking of children!
Not children, child.
I do not want a child!
But why not?
Well, this is about to get like this is going to be after school special right now. Oh, look at me! Look at me, I am deformed! Do you think my children will turn out beautiful like everybody else? I do not want them to grow up like me, grotesque!
I think we'll be taking our leave.
Gentlemen, yes, please.
Let us go.
Snorri is, like, just shocked by this. Ivan, it's not what is on the outside that matters the most, but what is on the inside. You, you have a beautiful soul.
Not here, gentlemen. Let us go.
So she's kind of ushering you out, and unless you resist, in a moment, she kind of ushers you outside the doors of the cat house.
Yeah, well,
Snorri looks to the woman there and says, you see my friend Ivan here. Do you not find him attractive?
I think whatever gets you guys to leave is my answer.
Well, I just want a fair answer from you.
Yes, he's very attractive, and she keeps pushing you out.
You see, Ivan, even the kind woman here, what's your name again?
Jula. Frau Jula Crump.
Frau Jula finds you very attractive herself.
I'm sure she says that to all the boys, and then he walks out.
Okay, so the others of you are ushered out. She's like, out, 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 out. I don't want to ruin business. And then she she closed the door behind you.
Well, Ivan, I think that perhaps it's time that you...
I do not wish to speak of this anymore with you, dwarf.
Why do not you? Why? Well, you could try to find a wife. You don't need to just impregnate someone.
No! We are busy right now.
Hmm. Yes.
With what?
Perhaps we could focus on getting rid of that.
Getting a drink. I could not have said it better, Jasper. Let's go.
I must go pray. I've wasted too much time. How far away are we from the Temple of Ulrich?
Maybe like a half an hour's walk.
Okay.
And what about what the time Temple of Fear?
Right now would be maybe around 1:15-ish.
Right? I am going to speak with Ulrich. I will meet up with you at our dorms, or back here, outside this kitty cat place, at 6 p.m.
What time is it now?
1:15.
All right. Am I able to, like, take some kind of nap and recover my wounds?
Naps? So wounds are not, it's not hourly based. It's a good night's rest. So, you guys have not tried to heal each other. You guys can heal. You can get one heal test. But you can't try to rest and recover wounds unless you go to sleep for the day.
Oh, okay. Can I heal myself, or can someone try to heal me?
I guess you could heal yourself. There's nothing saying that you can't. You just can be the Bennett. Yeah.
I'll heal you if you heal me.
Sure. Did you take damage?
I'm not at full.
No. All right. Yeah, I'll try to heal you. What is it, challenging?
So average heal test.
All right. It's my healing Ivan first.
I'm healing Snorri.
Damn.
Ha! So you heal wounds equal to your intelligence bonus plus SL level.
So Snorri, you heal for 7.
Great. Can I take the extra and give them to somebody else?
No.
Neat.
I don't have heal. I thought I did have heal. I don't have it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you did too.
Oh, yes, I do. I know. I found it. He says average?
Yeah. So how much did Ivan heal Jasper?
I've failed it.
Well, yeah, it's a minus two plus what's your intelligence bonus? Oh, wait, I know. I think you do need to succeed. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, you have to succeed it at least. So nothing. So no healing for the two of you.
We both like rub each other down and nothing happens.
Yep.
Did anyone try to heal Brandt?
Yeah.
I could try.
Just fuck him, I guess.
I thought we could only do one heal test per person.
You can only get one.
Receive.
Oh, so I can try healing Jasper and Ivan also.
No, we both failed.
Oh, no, they got one. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Even you want me to try to heal you, Brandt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could.
I will do my best. Oh, God. Oh, wait, no, actually, I'll do the fortune for this.
Ooh, so you'll heal intelligence bonus plus one.
All right. That'll be enough to get rid of Paul. I got a 3 plus 1, so 4.
Perfect. Gets me right to full.
Well, 2 of you are full.
Well, then I'll use one of my fortune points to give Jasper some healing. I was at 0.
Oh, great. So
that would be...
You don't have any fortune points.
Doesn't that recharge?
Yeah, but you have 0 fate, which means you have 0 fortune.
Oh, I see. Okay, never mind.
I will...
So that means your only future rerolls are coming from either Jasper's prayers or the gods of darkness.
Hmm.
Okay, so you guys, I guess Ivan's going to go to the temple. What are the three of you going to do? Anything? Snorri's, I'm assuming, going to get a drink.
Guess I'll follow Snorri to make sure he doesn't get into trouble.
Okay. And what is Brant going to do?
I will follow.
Okay, so Ivan, is there anything specific you want to do, or you just want to just go pray?
I want to just go pray, because now I'm confused about the Errol thing and my mission on Earth.
Okay, so you go pray. Roll a D100.
17.
You do not, you go there and you're praying, and you're sitting there for guidance. Underneath the great wolf statue in the Temple of Ulrich, and you don't get any divine sparks or inspiration or visions, or you don't receive anything while you're there. So you're just sitting there with your thoughts. Snorri, I think, I guess you're coming here just to drink?
Aye, what else would I be doing?
Okay, so... So it's entirely up to you. You could you find a tavern. You have let's see, be about say 2-ish when you get your first, maybe 3-4. So you have about 3 hours. How many alcoholic beverages are you going to try to drink in 3 hours?
2.
All right. And is Brant and Jasper going to stop him or try to stop him?
So 2 beers in 3 hours?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
but tonight.
So make me 2 consume alcohol tests at easy. First one is astoundingly successful.
Like, I shouldn't be able to fail these.
You only fail on a. Yeah. Since you're like just there. Yeah. Yeah, unless you were suggesting like super strong stuff, but it didn't sound like you were. So.
No, just like a couple ales.
Yeah. Okay. So then you have your beers. I don't think we really need to role play you guys talking. You guys can meet back up at 6 if that is the plan.
Yeah,
sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay, so it's about 6 o'clock. You guys meet up at right in front of the cat house where you said you would. Now, what be you doing?
Is it light out still?
It's just before dusk, so okay, there's still a little bit of light to see by.
Okay. All right, Jasper, we are here. What is your great plan?
Well, I thought we just go to the docks as it gets dark and see if there is a beast and confront it if there is.
And you want to fight this beast?
Well, it's obviously a creature of evil if it's doing what it's doing to some of these men in the slums.
Well, then you must take my space in the front of the line, because I cannot fight.
This is not well advised tonight. We probably need to wait until Ivan is able to at least whip himself.
Maybe not tonight, because I'm also still pretty wounded with our fight with the thugs, so maybe we wait until Ivan's fully healed and then we try.
Aye, that sounds like a good idea.
I concur.
Okay. So how many days are you going to wait to enact this plan?
Well, I guess Ivan's probably going to follow the doctor's orders of like a week, right?
Yes, a business week, 5 days.
Yeah. A business week? 3, 4, 5. So that'll put you at the first of Zhadrung, which is the next month.
Okay.
If you'd like to wait.
Yeah, well, wait. I feel like we just get TPK'd if we fight him now.
Sure. Okay, so someone roll me a D100. Okay, 72. Okay, so you're all right. So during these 5 days, you guys continue to go about your rounds. Ivan, the scars from your recent surgery turn into scar tissue, and you get like some of the numbness that you're having as you're moving around is gone, and you feel confident enough, and on first of Zhadrung is the first day that you actually start to whip yourself again. And you don't have any stiffness. Your muscles seem to be responding well. And you guys walk out that day and you notice on like the bulletin board outside the barracks a wanted poster. And it says, wanted for confirmed chaos corruption, the mutant known as Errol Smith. And then it has where the picture normally is, it's blank. And then underneath it says, contact Matthias Humpen with any information or successful kill or capture. Reward imminent.
They hope they get that vile creature.
I agree.
Hmm.
Okay, so you guys... Oh. So you guys are going to wait till nightfall today to do whatever you're going to try?
Yeah, that's all right with everyone else.
Yeah,
that works. Sure.
So what time you want to go where? During this time, you would have healed to full over those 5 days.
Oh, okay, I'll quit that.
Well,
do we have any plan for when we fight this creature? Is there any way we could set up some kind of a trap for it?
This is your plan. Perhaps you tell us.
Perhaps we swing by a butcher and get some bait.
Do you think they sell human here?
I think any raw meat should do.
Perhaps we use one of you as bait.
Hmm.
The dwarf would have the most flesh on him.
But a tiny little man. Maybe the fat priest.
Yes.
Oryx's will to throw me to the creature so easily.
Ah, but wouldn't Farina protect you?
Hopefully. Farina is about balance. If it's
her will, it's your time to go. It's your time to go.
This is true. I prefer not to.
Outlook there, Ivan.
So it's unanimous.
It's a bleak outlook, Ivan. Jasper, do you have any kids? Any legacies, if you will?
Oh my god. Doc, a week later, dude. Get off it.
Well, I assume that Snorri has been constantly pestering Ivan about this, and now he's moved on to Jasper.
Snorri has empty nest syndrome from losing Errol.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I'll say, no, I do not have any kids, Snorri.
Snorri, you should adopt an animal.
I will call him Errol.
Jesus.
Alright, so is it like dusk or...
Well, it's the morning, so you guys plenty of time to do whatever you want to do and kind of wait until, you know, dusk.
Okay.
It sounds like you guys want to get some kind of a piece of meat or something.
Yeah, I'd like to get some meat. some meat to use as a bait, and also see if I can find a trapper in the market plaza.
Sure. So ask
advice.
Okay. So the butcher is pretty simple. You guys can find one fairly easy in the marketplace area. I'm trying to think of an accurate cost for something like that.
And it wouldn't even have to be like food grade meat, even if it's just like the scraps and crap that no one wants.
Yeah. So quick, like you walk into the butcher shop and there's like a guy behind the counter and he asks you, he's like, what kind of animal are you looking for?
Something large. Or what are we hunting?
Large. No, like what you're asking for, like a slab of meat. So he's asking, like, what kind of meat you want, like what animal?
Something large. It does not have to be fresh. If you have even scrap meat you are going to throw away or anything, we will take that.
Scraps? I can give you loads of scraps, but they ain't really worth much.
That's fine. We're using it as bait.
No, sure. It's not worth much. Give me, I don't know, how's 5 brass sound?
That sounds perfectly fair.
Sure.
So, yeah, sure, 1 second. And he comes back with a sack that's soggy, but it's filled with, like, the shit cuts of the meat that no one uses. So basically, it's hot dog meat, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all the random different creatures that just stuffed in the sack. And he's like, well, here you go. Enjoy, I guess.
I'll hand him the brass penny. 5 brass pennies.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
And now you're looking for, why don't you make a average gossip test to try to find a local trapper.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, yes. So you come up in the marketplace, you're looking around, and you stop a couple
of
people.
Of course.
And they're like, oh, sure, with a crit? Ah, yeah. Let's see. Winhard Kindle. Yeah, he has a shack right over here, and she points you into like a direction in the market plots where he can be found. It's like, yeah, he's a local trapper hunter. He can tell you whatever you need. And you see, like, he's got like a log looking hut in the middle of Uberschrake. And on the door are adorned is a couple of elk horns or antlers, excuse me.
I'll step in and kind of look to see if anyone's there. Hello.
Oh, hello there, sir. What can I do for you? My name's Winard Kindle.
Oh, Winard Kindle. It's a pleasure. I am Brandt Mueller.
Oh, what can I do for you?
I am seeking advice. We are hunting a creature that we believe is stalking and killing humans by the docks. And we were wondering what the best advice would be to set a trap for a creature of this size.
Oh, boy. Well, it's on the docks, and what are you trying? You're trying to kill it.
Ideally, yes. It has, we believe, killed multiple people.
Well, I could, for a fee, I could help you out with this.
So, because you don't have the trapper skill, you won't be able to set the trap, but if you like, you can hire him as a hireling on page 309. So he's like, yeah, if you want me to help you out, I could set up some kind of a trap that might, at the very least, debilitate the creature and allow us to go in for the kill.
That would be great. How much would you charge for that?
For this? Well, 5, let's see. 5 brass. And if you want me for the whole day, it'd be 15 brass.
That's actually pretty reasonable.
But I do have a condition. I get first pick of the meat of anything we kill. Okay, so you look around and it's pretty obvious he's got like a hunting. There's a bunch of animals that are stuffed. He's a pretty avid hunter.
I mean, if you want the whole thing, we won't stop you. We just want to make sure that the village is free from harassment.
Now, what is this creature?
That we don't know.
We don't know exactly. locals are calling it the Twofold Terror. That's the name of the river that it seems to be inhabiting.
Aye. So we hunt in ghost stories then. Okay. Well, I still get the 5 brass.
Yes. Worst case, you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll bring... So he grabs it. He goes in the back. He's like, 1 second. Goes behind. Like, there's a small little counter made of, like, unfinished wood. It's not, like, highly polished, like a noble person might have. Very rustic. And he comes back out with, like, a sack of tools and other trades. And you can tell it's tricks and trappings and stuff like that. He's like, all right, well, I'm ready whenever you guys are.
All right. What time of day is it, Steve?
Well, I mean, this would all have happened, say, before noonish. So you guys have plenty of time to kind of formulate a plan.
All right.
Yeah, I figure we can head to the docks, scout things out, and see what he thinks is the best plan.
Yeah. All right. So what are we paying him, 15?
I gave him the 5 for now.
Okay.
And if we have him all day, we'll owe him another 15.
Okay.
Yeah, which it sounds like because of the timing, it'll probably be the 15.
Yeah. All right, we'll pay him
15 total or 15 more?
15 total.
Okay.
So more. Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, so I gave him the 5 down.
Okay, so you guys walk through, and you're close to the docks. So he walks up and he's like, this thing's big, huh? All right. And he takes a moment and he starts going over the dock area, looking at the markings and everything. And he's like, well, if I didn't know better, I would say the Twofold Terror is real. Hmm. Imagine that.
Have you ever seen a creature like that before? Or a creature that makes those kinds of tracks before?
You know, in the person, I have not, but I will say this looks an awful lot like what might be a troll, which I have not hunted, so this is extremely exciting.
Well, let's hope we live long enough to enjoy the excitement.
I hope so. So I think what would be best here, and he looks over. Now, the bridge is massive, so what you're looking at to the left is actually open water. So you're not actually looking at any walls or anything. So this is just a square pier. And he's like, I think I have this. This might help the best. And he pulls out what is commonly known as a bear trap. He says, we stake it here onto the pier we need to get some bait. Do you have any bait?
I've got this. And I hand him the giant sack of flesh.
Okay, perfect. Now we smother it. This is, oh my God, this is perfect. So we smother this all over the dock, right? Hide this trap really nice so he can't see it. And then once it closes in on him, we can spring into action. We'll have to run across this dock. So maybe we set this trap a little bit further in, closer to the shore, so we don't have to run as far. I have a sword. How do you guys... what's your fancy weapon?
I pat the mallet I have on my side.
Okay, so we don't have any ranged fighters, huh? Well, I guess we're all just going to have to run in as fast as we can. And he walks back a little bit and he says, I don't want to scare it too much. So I think maybe right around here is the farthest inland we should go. What do you all think?
Well,
you're the expert.
Yeah, you are the expert.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, are we fighting a bridge troll? It's a rhetorical question. Very, very amused as it dawned on me.
I don't know if I can answer that yet. Maybe.
Let's just run back and forth over the bridge and answer all of its riddles.
What else do you know about trolls? I forget this guy's name. Kim Fold?
Winand.
Winand
Kindle. Let's see. I'm going to give him a lore and then let him test for it to see what he knows. So what's lore based off of? Intelligence, right?
Yes.
So I'm just going to give him a straight intelligence test. Say plus 30. and we'll see what he knows. Oh, okay. Pretty good. So he's like, well, okay, trolls are typically pretty stupid, but this one seems to be exhibiting predatory, rather intelligent behavior, hunting at night, and seems like found a hunting spot where it can easily drown its victims over the side. You can tell here, and he points to an area on the docks. He's like, this mark he made here is from him grabbing an unsuspecting foe and then pulling him over the side. This here, where he's melted the wood and pieces of rock, that is actually troll vomit. They have the ability to regurgitate their insides from their stomach, and it is highly acidic and can melt skin on contact. We don't want that to happen.
My God. So you're saying all those people that went missing, they're most certainly dead?
Oh, if there are people that you're investigating missing people, they're dead. They are dead and most likely already digested.
Oh. By Verena. This is terrible.
And we must be quick because his wounds will heal rather rapidly. Okay, so he takes the bait and he sets this trap right here in the square. And he slathers it with the bait and it's nicely concealed. And then he goes over and stakes it into one of these long wooden poles, the size of the pier. So it's firmly, so it seems to be well hidden and out of sight. And then he says, oh, well, now we just play the waiting game. We need to find good hiding spots.
How big are these, like, pieces of the pier? Are they, like, small, or are those, like, kind of tall posts?
They're thick, but they're not specifically tall. They only raise above the wooden plank by, like, a foot or two.
Okay. At the end of the pier, how high is the bridge above it?
Oh, it's high. This is a massive bridge. It's built so that huge river-going vessels can go underneath it. So the top of it is no shorter than, I don't know, 50, 60 feet.
Oh, is this the bridge?
This is the bridge, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see. Where would Jasper go? Do you think, like, the tent area is too far away from the bridge?
Same, my plan.
Right, okay.
Brant is actually between the dock and the bridge, but the system won't let me.
Okay.
Are there any empty barrels around?
Ooh, smart. Solid snake.
Solid snake. So there is, let's see.
That looks like a barrel right by my icon.
There are a lot of broken barrels. I'm just going to go by exactly what's on the map, and every single barrel in here is broken. So there is not a whole barrel.
But is there two full halves?
There is two full halves, yes.
Okay. Can I take the barrel that I'm standing next to and bring it over to the dock? It's not letting me move myself. Hold on.
So you have two halves. Now keep in mind, how tall are you?
6'4".
6'4". So you're trying to fit in like a barrel that's 3.5 feet tall?
All right. Well, it's for Snorri. We'll put him in there like it's one of those Easter eggs.
Snorri could fit in there. You can't unless you have a contortionist talent.
It's a crazy dwarf nesting doll.
Are these bushes down here thick?
They're fairly thick. They're kind of rotten.
I don't give a shit about that. I'll cover myself in the mud by the river and then pick up sticks and shit and stick them on the mud so I match with the bush.
Okay.
I was going to hide behind the bush.
So the two of you are by the bushes. Right there, good?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, and Snorri, you're going to try to hide in the barrel.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, so last thing before we...
streamer.
Professional as fuck. Snorri, just move your character in the where you want the barrel to be, because we're going to start right off next week, so... Is that where you're going to be hiding?
Yeah, I'm staying where I'm staying.
It's a barrel.
There, I can't move the map things, so there's no actual barrel over here. That's a giant post.
Yeah. I'll be, like, close to somebody, I guess.
Huh.
Wait, where is everyone? I missed, like, a lot of the setting up stuff for this.
We're well, okay. using you as bait to hunt a troll.
What?
Yes.
We're finding our hiding spots while we wait to ambush a troll.
You could hide under the dock. You're tiny.
I can do that.
We're going the barrel, like I said.
We're trying to ambush him, right? We're going to trap him in a bear trap and then beat him down.
This is going to go horribly. I can already tell.
It's a foolproof plan.
Foolproof.
It's planned for fools.
This plan would work great if we had a blunderbuss and someone who knew how to use it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it would work so much better.
Maybe Errol will come back to us at the turning of the tide. Whatever.
In our moment of greatest right, need.
I'll be right here.
And then, okay, so you're going to be right. So you're behind the facade of the bridge.
Errol will save us, and then Ivan will promptly cut him down.
Probably, if he can find him.
If he can find him. True. All right, well, so we'll pick this off next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe. Happy New Year.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share with your friends, and we'll see you next time.